In fact, research has found that our brains don't register much difference between physical pain and psychological pain. So when I tell you that my first girlfriend cheating on me and leaving me felt like having an ice pick slowly inserted into the center of my heart, that's because, well, it hurt so much I might as well have had an ice pick slowly inserted into the center of my heart. Like physical pain, our psychological pain is an indication of something out of equilibrium, some limitation that has been exceeded. And like our physical pain, our psychological pain is not necessarily always bad or even undesirable. In some cases, experiencing emotional or psychological pain can be healthy or necessary. Just like stubbing our toe teaches us to walk into fewer tables, the emotional pain of rejection or failure teaches us how to avoid making the same mistakes in the future. And this is what's so dangerous about a society that coddles itself more and more from the inevitable discomforts of life. We lose the benefits of experiencing healthy doses of pain, a loss that disconnects us from the reality of the world around us. You may salivate at the thought of a problem-free life full of everlasting happiness and eternal compassion, but back here on Earth, the problems never cease. Seriously, problems don't end. Disappointment Panda just dropped by. We had margaritas and he told me all about it. Problems never fucking go away, he said. They just improve. Warren Buffett's got money problems. The drunk hobo down at Quickie Mart's got money problems. Buffett's just got better money problems than the hobo. All of life is like this.
Life is essentially an endless series of problems, Mark, the panda told me.
He sipped his drink and adjusted the little pink umbrella.
The solution to one problem is merely the creation of the next one.
A moment passed, and then I wondered where the fuck the talking panda came from. And while we're at it, who made these margaritas?
Don't hope for a life without problems, the panda said. There's no such thing. Instead, hope for a life full of good problems.
And with that, he set his glass down, adjusted his sombrero, and sauntered off into the sunset. Happiness comes from solving problems. Problems are a constant in life. When you solve your health problem by buying a gym membership, you create new problems, like having to get up early to get to the gym on time, sweating like a meth head for 30 minutes on an elliptical, and then getting showered and changed for work so you don't stink up the whole office. When you solve your problem of not spending enough time with your partner by designating Wednesday night date night, you generate new problems, such as figuring out what to do every Wednesday that you both won't hate, making sure you have enough money for nice dinners, rediscovering the chemistry and spark you two feel you've lost, and unraveling the logistics of fucking in a small bathtub filled with too many bubbles.